preacher tell a story about being in a toy store. And there was a toy that had helium on the inside. And every time you knocked this toy down, it would bounce back up. You could hit it, it would fall and bounce back up. Anybody know the devil's tried to take his best punch at you? How many of you are glad today that you can look at the devil in his face and say, you took your best punch? I might have failed, but today I gotta bounce back in my spirit.
I got something inside. You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Hi. My name is Gary, and I'm the program host for KBOA Radio's Swingin' Country program, and I'm asking for your help. I'm not asking for your money, or your vote, or your email address. I'm asking you to sing. I don't have to tell you times are tough. The coronavirus, unemployment, protests in the street, the airwaves are filled with angry sound bites. There seems to be little common ground we can stand on. What can I do about it? A disc jockey who plays songs about drinking and cheating. I do the only thing I can do. Organize a sing-along. Tune in to KBOO.FM Saturday, August 15th at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time and sing along to Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. Spread the words to your neighbors, to your friends and family, even to your enemies. Tell them to tune in and sing along for 3 minutes. Our goal is to have 1 billion people around the globe singing in harmony. Once again, that's Saturday, August 15th, 8:30 a.m. on KBOO.FM or 90.7 FM here in Portland.
Allah, Akbar.
Welcome to an Islamic point of view, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. On behalf of MCCP, I'd like to apologize for technical issues we had on last week's programming and offer our dearest thanks to all of our listeners and the staff at KBOO for their and your support. I'd also like to wish everyone a very blessed Eid al-Adha, and here is our very own Imam Muhammad Najib with a very special Eid message for you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I'd like to greet all of you, our listening audience and our Muslim community, Eid Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, bless our community. Bless our community to continue to be Muslims, to be beneficial citizens within our country and our society. And may He bless us all to be able to continue to live in peace, harmony, and unity with all. Once again, I'd like to thank all of you for being supportive of the Muslim Community Center, of being supportive to our radio broadcast here at KBOO and Islamic Point of View. And I hope and pray that you will continually to do that. And I hope and pray that all of you will continually to be the type of community and Muslims that live and work and strive to understand each other. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be unto all of you.
Today we bring you part 3 of Brother Pete Seda's book, Islam Is, read by Sister Aisha Lorenzo Said.
Islam Is, an introduction to Islam and its principles. The purpose of this work is to present the authentic teachings of Islam. We do not present any specific version or a unique interpretation of Islam. We present Islam as it is, without sugarcoating, and we allow it to stand on its own merits. There's only one Islam and only one example of how it is to be lived, that of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Our intention is to provide a basic overview of the main tenets of Islam as given in the Quran and as exemplified by the Prophet. We also intend to address some of the commonly asked questions about Islam. Despite the fact that over one-third of the world's population is Muslim, Islam is often misunderstood and misrepresented in contemporary Western societies. It's hoped that this work will shed light on Islam as it was divinely communicated to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and dispel any commonly held misconceptions that perpetuate prejudice and hatred. We write this booklet in the hope that people of all faiths will join us in making this world a world of tolerance, kindness, understanding, and peace. The Quran. The Quran is the final, infallible, direct, and complete record of the exact words of Allah, brought down by the angel Gabriel and firmly implanted in the heart of his final prophet and messenger, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The Quran was learned and memorized by many of Muhammad's companions and passed down to us via meticulous oral, primary, and written secondary preservation through the centuries. The books that came before the Quran, through Allah's prophets and messengers, peace and blessings be upon them, were also sent by Allah. By revealing the Quran, Allah's message was restored and clarified. The Quran is unique in a number of ways. Allah, the Guardian, has perfectly preserved the Quran and guaranteed it from corruption until the end of time. The Quran is regarded not just by Muslims, but also by historians of religion, as the most authentic religious text among the world's religions. None of the other revealed books have reached us in their original form or language. Some of them, like the scrolls that were revealed through Abraham, peace be upon him, have not reached us at all. Over the course of time, parts of other scriptures were rewritten and some parts removed, distorting their message. Allah did not allow this contamination to happen to the Quran because it is His final book for all of humanity until the Day of Judgment. No new prophet or messenger is going to be sent. If Allah had not protected the Quran, it would have never reached us in its pure original form. For this reason, Allah did not entrust human beings with preserving the Quran. Divine preservation of the earlier scriptures was not as critical, because Allah continued to send a succession of prophets and messengers to the people. The law as embodied in these older scriptures was not in its final complete form. By Allah's order, Jesus, peace be upon him, came with modifications to the law, for instance, making lawful some things that had previously been unlawful, without making any changes to the core concept of worship of the one Allah. Another unique quality of the Quran is that it is an amazing miracle in and of itself. A miracle is a phenomena that goes against the natural order of things and clearly demonstrates the direct intervention of Allah, the Almighty. All the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, brought miracles from Allah that clearly demonstrated the truthfulness of their claim to prophethood. Abraham, peace be upon him, survived being thrown into a blazing fire without being harmed. Moses, peace be upon him, raised his staff, and the sea parted for him by Allah's mercy. Jesus, peace be upon him, the son of Mary, touched the dead and terminally ill and restored them to life and full health by the permission of Allah. All of these miracles revealed the legitimacy and validity of the prophets and messengers. But these miracles could only be witnessed by the people who were actually there at the time. While the prophethood of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was similarly attested to by various miraculous occurrences, by far the most important of all is the glorious Quran. Allah challenges all those who doubt the authenticity of the Quran to produce a single chapter similar to a chapter of the Quran. It should be pointed out that the smallest chapter of the Quran is composed of just 3 short verses. This has never been accomplished, though there have been many people throughout history who would have loved to discredit the Quran and do away with Islam. Allah's challenge remains open until the Day of Judgment. One of the Quran's miracles is that it is the pinnacle of literary excellence. It is the most eloquent Arabic prose in existence. It has a style like no other work in the Arabic language, a style that is inimitable. The Quran is for all people and is available to us in its original living language, Arabic, which is still greatly used throughout the world by millions of people. The original texts of many other religious books have been lost over time and were originally written in languages that are no longer commonly spoken. Not a single word in the Quran is the word of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, but all are the words of Allah. Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, actually did not know how to read or write. He recited the Quran precisely as it was revealed to him by the angel Gabriel, while his companions, at his direction, memorized it and recorded it in writing. The Quran is the direct word of Allah. Therefore, the Quran is the only book we have today that is known to be authored by Allah alone. There are no other versions of the Quran. Although there are many translations of the meaning of the Quran, they are not nearly as magnificent and beautiful as the Quran's plain Arabic text. Here is a sample of the Quran, chapter 112, of the English translation of its meaning. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, say, He is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal, absolute. He begets not, nor was He begotten, and there is none comparable unto Him. And in Arabic, it's even more beautiful. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and his Sunnah. Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was born in the year 570 Christian era from the honorable lineage of the two great prophets of Allah, Abraham and his firstborn son, Ishmael, peace be upon them. Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, grew up with the title of the Trustworthy. At the age of 40, he was chosen by Allah to be his last prophet and messenger. The Sunnah refers to the sayings, actions, and tacit approvals of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The reports and narrations about the Sunnah are known as hadith and are collected in well-known books. Like the Quran, the Sunnah is inspired by revelation from Allah through the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Unlike the Quran, it is not the direct literal word of Allah. The teachings came from Allah's divine revelation, and the words were from the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, an example for humanity. The Sunnah was also meticulously preserved. It is obligatory for Muslims to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. In the Quran, Allah orders the believers to obey the messenger, his representative. Allah says, "Obey Allah and obey the messenger." That's chapter 4, verse 59. The purpose of life is to serve and obey Allah. This is achieved through following the teachings and practices of the Prophet. Allah says, "You have indeed in the messenger of Allah a beautiful pattern of conduct for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the final day, and who engages much in the praise of Allah." Quran, chapter 33, verse 21. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, showed Muslims how to perform all aspects of worship. He died at the age of 63 in the year 632 Christian era and was buried at his home in the city of Medina, Yathrib. He always greeted and parted from his companions with salutations and invocations of peace, which is recommended for all Muslims. Within a century, Islam spanned three continents, from China across Asia, throughout Africa, and into Spain in Europe. The dangers of innovations in Islam, bid'ah. Allah ordered Muslims not to divide themselves into sects. Innovations and divisions in manners of religion and worship within Islam are considered to be contamination, error, and deviation. Earlier heinous deviations from monotheism, such as worshipping creation, resulted in condemnation by Allah. However, innovations in other matters, such as science and technology to improve life, are greatly encouraged. Allah, the Most Compassionate, has told us through His last Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, that when he was nearing the end of his life, that he had completed the religion of Islam. Muslims must recognize that any change in matters of worship is strictly forbidden. No change introduced by humankind, who is under the influence of Satan, could ever add anything positive, and would only contribute to the degradation of the completed and perfected religion established by Allah. All innovations in matters of religion lead to straying, and all straying leads to hellfire. People must not allow any deviation, addition or deletion, even as small as 1 degree, in matters of worship. If any changes are allowed, those deviations will be compounded by future generations, and the result will be another man-made religion, not the Islam as it was perfected by Allah, the truth. To build a faith using a shopping cart approach or the blind following of any religious leader is inadmissible. The changing of Allah's laws is forbidden in Islam. Allah condemns religious leaders who alter divine principles. One who attempts to make changes places him or herself on the same level with Allah, committing polytheism. An example of this would be to make the killing of innocents lawful. The laws of Allah are perfect and do not need to be modernized by anyone. Allah allows us the freedom to obey or disobey Him by choosing to follow His faith or to follow our own desires. However, He forbids us to change His religious principles. It is interesting to note that the crescent moon is not representative of the religion of Islam, as the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, never used or mentioned it. It was used by later generations as a political symbol. Sadly, it's commonly adopted and mistaken as an Islamic symbol.
You have been listening to the voice of Sister Aisha Lorenzo Said reading Brother Pete Seda's book, Islam Is. And this has been part 3 of our ongoing series from this audiobook. Up next, we have Ustad Norman Ali Khan talking about the salawat, peace and blessings that we give upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد Assalamu alaikum, Quran Weekly. Today with the 56th ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, I want to share with you yet another honor granted to our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is unlike any other honor granted to any other human being. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Inna Allah, no doubt about it, in fact Allah. As if the word inna is used, they say in Arabic, li'izalat ash-shak, to remove doubt. So in other words, what you're about to hear is so incredible, it's going to be hard to even believe how amazing this thing is. No doubt it is Allah, in fact, wa malaikatahu, and His angels. Now, how many angels are there? Subhanallah. For every human being, there are at least, how many angels? There's at least 2 on our shoulders, right? There's at least 2 on the other side. So, the entire population of humanity is dwarfed by the population of the angels. And Allah says, His angels. Now, all of them are His. The entire legion of angels, all of them, they do the same thing. Yusalluna ala nabi. They send prayers upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there's such a, when the Prophet does something and we do it, we say following the Sunnah. When he prays a certain way and we pray, then we're following his Sunnah. This act of saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the act of saying Allahumma Salli Ala Muhammad Wa Ala Ali Muhammad, this act is a Sunnah not just of the Prophet, it's a Sunnah of all of Allah's angels, and it's a Sunnah of Allah Himself. Allah Himself does salawat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This act is not just an emulation of the prophetic behavior, it is actually a deed of Allah Himself. He Himself does salawat upon the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Now he says, "Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi." He could have said, "Fasallu alayhi," therefore you also send salawat. He didn't say that. He said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu," those of you who believe. Believe in who? Believe in Allah. Believe in His angels. Believe in His Prophet. Allah is saying, if you're, I'm challenging your faith. This is now a matter of your faith. Can you imagine the one who created you, the one who gave you guidance, does this? Are you doing it? Sallu alayhi. Send salawat upon him. Kathiru min as-salawat ala nabi. Make more and more salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Wa ala ali Muhammad. Any opportunity you get, send salawat upon his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, I was actually pretty shocked. I was listening to a video. A sheikh was telling a story that he has lots of thousands of people that listen to his lectures and things like that. And a brother came up to him and said, "My mother wants to talk to you, but she's in a village and she's feeling sick." And he said, among my students there are a lot of doctors, they can help. She specifically said that she wants to talk to you. And he said, "Okay, I'll go see her." So he drives down to the village with him, several hour drive, and he goes to see this woman, and she's this old woman huddled up in a corner, maybe in her 90s. And she said, "Sheikh, I have a big problem, I need to speak to you about it." And he goes, "What's the problem?" She goes, "I have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream for the last week. It's been 7 days almost, I have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream." And the Sheikh is like, "Wait, you haven't seen him in your dream? Does that mean you see him regularly?" She goes, "Yeah, I've been seeing him every night for the last 20 years. But the whole last week I haven't seen him. What have I done wrong?" And the Sheikh is himself just in complete shock, like the love this woman has. Every other word that comes out of her mouth, she does something, she sends salawat upon Rasulullah. She makes a dua, she sends salawat upon Rasulullah. The act of us connecting with Allah Azza wa Jal, we connect with Allah Azza wa Jal in our salah. We drop everything. And before we finish our prayers, what do we do? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The culmination of our prayer is upon salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ. It's an incredible deed. And it's a show of love to our Rasul ﷺ, and he will give the gift of his ru'ya in a dream. May Allah grant us the vision of Rasul ﷺ in a dream, to those who demonstrate that love. Allah says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Not even sallimu. Sallimu means send salam upon him. Wassalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Sallimu tasliman. Tasliman suggests a quality of salam, meaning when we say in Arabic, taslim is actually a kind of salutation or salute. And there's a kind of lame salute, and there's like a salute, like a proper salute. When you're honoring the general, the commander, show the proper respect to your messenger when you send salawat upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's one thing you should never get lazy about, is when you hear his name, alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it's in a pronoun, or his name perfectly, or his calling him the Prophet, the Rasul, we hear those words, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without fail. You don't get tired of it, don't get annoyed by it. Be grateful that Allah gave you the honor to fulfill one of his sunnahs by sending salawat upon his Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the honor of his shafa'ah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, his intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and may Allah Azza wa Jal strengthen our love and our bond with his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with every passing breath. Barakallahu li wa lakum, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can you imagine one who was the gentlest of men while being the most brave and just of all who've been? One who conquered all desires of self that make men weak, who granted all who ask precisely what they seek, whom only jewels poured out his mouth whenever he would speak, who was the gem amongst the stones of men who shined unique, a selflessness and generosity that some would say was merely myth until they'd seen one of the lovers of his way, who used to mend his sandals, used to patch his clothes, who used to serve his family whenever he was home, who had a noble shyness not gazing long upon a face, who honored all he ever met, be he king or be he slave, who always felt himself at home the most amongst the poor, who never angered for himself, but only for his Lord. Always just, always truthful, conscious of the one, even if it brought discomfort to himself and those he loved. A satiated stomach, his whole life was rarely felt, not due to poverty, but preference of others to himself. Who knew the time of day by sun, the direction by the stars, who'd walk amongst his enemies without a single guard. Devoid of any trace of self, just humble and serene, eloquent but not verbose, just precisely what he means, whom all within his company felt light and sacred cheer, whom there was not a thing within creation that he feared, who loved to play with children and run races with his wives, who joined the festivities and honor customs of all tribes. When people yelled and lost their cool around him, he was calm, who asked forgiveness for his enemies even as they did him wrong, who kept a goat he'd milk himself for people of his house, whose wives when asked about him said he was the perfect spouse, who never looked down on a pauper or flattered once a prince, who called every soul unto the one without even a flinch. Every single gorgeous trait of character he had, of noble lineage, yet he was an orphan of his clan, one imbued with wisdom and piercing inner sight, yet he was the unlettered one who'd neither read nor write. All knowledge and trait of character unflawed were placed inside his very being directly by Allah. The way to salvation and triumph after death, to detachment and joy in life with each and every breath, to walk the righteous path and never falter come what may, and may Allah give us success in following his way. They call him Al-Amin, the trustworthy, the honest, and we call him beloved, our master, Muhammad.
You have been listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Islamic Point of View is a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. Just now you were listening to our brother from up in Seattle, Baraka Blue, with his poem upon our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, entitled The Beloved. Before that was Nurman Ali Khan talking about salawat upon the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon him. If you've benefited from today's programming, please consider a donation at mccpdx.org and at kboo.fm. Thank you for listening to An Islamic Point of View. Have a blessed day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are tuned to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
Hello and welcome to Pathways, where you are invited to join me for a visit with leaders in personal development and cultural evolution. This is your host, Paul O'Brien. As fewer and fewer of us spend time in any kind of religious community, most of which are in decline, the question of where we will get our spiritual, ethical, and moral guidance becomes increasingly acute. Many people today feel disconnected and isolated, and we seem to be losing sight of the common good, which puts our nation at risk. Today's guest has written an eloquent and inspiring book that explores how we can leverage the power of gratitude to rectify the situation and add to healing and joy in life, no matter what external circumstances might be. Our guest today is Galen Gingrich, author of the new book, The Way of Gratitude, A New Spirituality for Today. Galen is senior minister of All Souls Unitarian Church, a historic congregation on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. He graduated from Princeton Theological Seminary and earned a PhD in theology from the University of Chicago. His sermon at All Souls on the Sunday after 9/11, entitled The Shaking of Foundations, was selected as one of the seven responses to 9/11, along with